You are listening to Note Ed. Hello, everybody. This is the Note Ed podcast, a podcast where we review niche musicians and their albums. And today we have the Croaks. The Croaks members include Anna Redister or Ridister. That is the guitar and vocalist. We have Haley Wood, who is the violinist. And we have Denver Nicholas, who is the drummer. But we also have Allie, who is the bassist. By the way, I could not find the last name for Allie. Her name is just Allie. First off, the Croaks began with two members, with Anna and Haley in Massachusetts College of Art and Design. As they were beginning to do songs, such people like Denver and Allie came in to play. Therefore, the band was formed. Allie is Berkeley trained, while the rest are either self-taught, etc. Featured in the Boston underground scene and of medieval influence, the Croaks are simply one of these female-run, with a guy drummer, bands whose niche is to be ragged post-hot rock, as said on their Instagram. For anyone wondering why it's just called the Croaks with no capitals and spaces. And if you haven't heard of them yet, don't worry. It's only recent because the Croaks have been around since the past 2 years in 2023, only either being aired on WBCA, the Boston Neighborhood Network Media, or moving around live in New York for gigs. So it means that the formative years right now are in the works. Remember, it took the Beatles 3 years to get a record deal. But in difference to the Beatles, they have titled their debut Crocus Pocus after the single Hocus Pocus from an old 70s band called Focus. Nonetheless, check out their live show. It was great. However, they have made it to 28,000 views of last year and have released more than four of their singles, such as The Court Jester and Cuddy Hunk Isle. Their overall streams are from over 105 countries, and they will be present in Berlin on March 4th, opening with electropunk group Cap Bambino. Also, look out either way, because Boston is not too far of a commute in New England. Here are the three songs from their debut. Number one, The Court Jester. Earliest of their songs shown on platforms such as Spotify, the song makes you travel with an acoustic motif ascending and descending, full of ancient grainy hillscapes or dungeon layers to explore while the dissonance plays on violin. Harmonies are like songbirds and marching armies walking along. I think that if Tim Burton ever needs some backing musicians for a soundtrack, this band would come in handy. I wonder what this makes this song so great. The whistling hums, creaks, and croaks under the vocals are just the revisiting old-style scaling that modern music is integral with. You aren't really a band that brings their traditional form anymore. An unsuspecting track for sure gives me vibes of singing sock puppets. Number 2, Cuddy Hunk Isle. Here comes another archaic oddity on their second track, which, if the second song gets better than the first, you know this album is a real banger. However, while it turned me off that the introduction sounds like it's from those cheesy 2011 indie bands, the middle bridge parts got me singing a different song. It feels like She's Living Home, but Neutral Milk Hotel boiled the acid with Earl Grey. In flutes, you can feel your ale twistling down your ear. A lovely little metal, and then out of bounce lifting into outer space with the sounds of seagulls on the shore. Makes me want to go whale watching in the fall or early springtime where the snow caps still profuse with the sea and the beaches are cold. Number 3, Big Bug. Oh boy, time for the real hit of them all. Big Bug. Or a story about an insect infestation, or a time where the band encountered a bug problem. That's my guess. Comment on what you think. The intense forte and fuzz gets you imagining maybe the love and hatred for either a small or a gigantic creature. It could be political. Could it be mental health? No one really knows. But I know whenever I hear the guitar riff, it has me trying to think good thoughts when a bug is trying to chase me. My question is, while the bug is real, is it an anxiety bug? Because we all have those as well. and also the number one lyric. For lyrics, I was really moved by the song Big Bog, not like Big Bug, but Big Bog, that said, "I never thought that such a proud leaf bog would be where I would die, although it is kind of nice to be stuck staring at the sky." I think it communicates that situations are often changed by our other realities, you know, impacting our lives, or deaths in this case, for a piece of gladness we don't expect, but are grateful for. Two things I hope for the artist. I hope they have more fuzz tone, kick blasting, pottery smashing songs to their catalog. I think since Big Bug did so well, so will any other song of distortion. Maybe distorted violin for a chance, that'd be very interesting. I know electric violins exist. Maybe they should try that. Number two, another could be getting hired songs for movies, like stop motion or TV shows, to bring what folk punk is like. Because I'd like to see that on a TV show, something on Paramount Plus or something, because they just sound so stylistic. That's all for today. So long, safe travels, ward off goblins if you must. Don't be afraid to follow. Also, thank you for your time. Keep on diving for new content. Give music another chance. Appreciate, acknowledge, and also inspire.